HBO has inaugurated a new basic cable service that's all comedy all the time. Critic at Large Laurie Stone has an assessment of the Comedy Channel.
The Comedy Channel broadcasts continual humor. That's 8,760 hours a year devoted to getting laughs. Eddie Gordetsky, the channel's head writer, explains the need for so much humor by saying that radio's no good, drugs are passé, and sex is too dangerous. What else is there to do? Another explanation is that right now, comedy is the largest grossing segment of the entertainment industry. Network television mostly serves up reassuring comedy in the form of sitcoms and talk shows. The Comedy Channel intends to spike that menu with novelty and surprise. There's some chance it will, judging by early offerings and by Gordetsky's love of disruption. The Comedy Channel is a startlingly pure projection of his personality, including his lifelong consumption of popular media and scholarship, and his penchant for grafting private obsessions onto public icons. The format of the channel is shaped by his affection for old-fashioned broadcast intimacy, the use of characters who speak directly to the audience. Four main hosts do shtick and serve as video jockeys, introducing 2 to 3 minute comedy clips culled from movies, stand-up routines, and variety shows. One of the hosts, Tommy Sledge, is an over-the-hill private eye. He slinks around a dusty office and talks in the hard-boiled patter of noir pulp.
I was down at Henny's last night, my favorite dump, and this little damester dragged in. She was gorgeous, but she was obviously down to her last penny. She wanted a drink, a little hooch. I slipped her a fin, my last five. I said, go ahead, damester, knock yourself out.
Urbane Alan Havey is in a single guy's apartment. The Brooklyn Bridge sparkles outside his picture window as he sasses sexual gamesmanship.
You got that big convention coming up in Michigan. Wife can't make it, but Tweed Skirt will be there. A lot of long hours, a lot of little jokes. Hey, don't come up to my room, 1202. But what if you hear that in the middle of the night? You're gonna feign sleep, go to bed? Are you going to open up that door to 6 weeks of naughty coworker passion, a seething affair? And then what? Discovery, shame, divorce, alimony, a one-bedroom apartment with a plastic wall unit, black and white TV with aluminum foil wrapped around the antenna. You think about that.
Gordetsky cares about the past. He's attracted to the emotionalism that embarrasses sarcasm mongers like David Letterman and Dennis Miller. But some limitations are already clear. Much of the comedy feels like it's grown in a hothouse. It's self-referential, a series of clips and cues triggering memories and a sense of excitement without a point of view. Missing in this airless, hermetic videoscape is a sense of spontaneity and of being in the world, feelings that stand-up comedy in clubs generates. The best hope lies in Gordetsky's sense of mischief. He describes an amusing bit planned called Celebrity Math, the brainchild of writer Mark O'Donnell. In my favorite caprice, three intersecting circles are drawn and labeled smart, ugly, and rock star. At the convergence of smart and ugly is Sart. Where ugly and rock star meet is Ozzy Osbourne. Where smart and rock star join, there's Sting. And at the junction of smart, ugly, and rock star, there's, of course, Bob Dylan. If this kind of cleverness can be spun out regularly, the Comedy Channel will offer an alternate route to laugh track predictability.
Laurie Stone is a New York-based writer and critic and is a contributor to The Village Voice.